HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about events, festivals, and road trips around Colorado. Here's the exciting lineup for Friday, December 9th through Sunday, the 11th. First, I've had the opportunity to see two very different holiday shows here in Northern Colorado, White Christmas at Midtown Art Center in Fort Collins, and Scrooge the Musical at the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse in Johnstown. You can find my reviews of the two productions at HeidiTown.com under the theater category. Here in Fort Collins, celebrate the sounds of the holidays on Saturday at 2 p.m. in Oak Street Plaza at the 6th Annual Tuba Christmas. And on Sunday, at the same place and time, it's the Trumpets for Christmas. Both hour-long events feature local musicians sharing their talent with the people of Northern Colorado. For more information and to keep an eye on everything happening in Fort Collins this holiday season, go to downtownfortcollins.com. There's an exciting event happening in Loveland this week. It's the second annual Snow Sculpture in the Dark, and this year's theme is Fire and Ice. Six teams are competing to build the best snow sculptures Northern Colorado has ever seen. Alongside the sculpting, enjoy lots of other activities planned around this event, including an art show, family activities, shopping, a parade of lights, and more. Visit EngagingLoveland.org or read my preview of this event on HeidiTown.com. On Friday night in Loveland, during Snow Sculpture in the Dark, it's the first annual Liquid Arts Festival in the Bonnell Building on 4th Street. Eight Colorado distilleries will be on hand for patrons to taste their goods and chat about handcrafted liquors. Go to DancingPinesDistillery.com for additional information about this brand new event. I'm super excited about an event in Boulder this Saturday. The Big Band Christmas Ball is brought to you by the producers of the 1940s World War II Ball held annually at the Boulder Airport. I attend a lot of events, and I can honestly say that the World War II Ball last June was the most fun my husband and I had had at an event all year, and I can't wait for the Big Band Christmas Ball. The ball is being held at the Elks Lodge in Boulder and features the Hot Tomatoes, the Andrews Sisters Tribute Act Revel, reenactments from Christmas classics such as White Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life, and so much more. If you'd like to dance the night away with me, visit 1940sball.com. A few holiday celebrations are happening around Colorado this weekend. Longmont Lights is at Roosevelt Park. More info at downtownlongmont.com. And the holidays are in full swing in Grand Lake. Enjoy breakfast with Santa this weekend and a full moon ski at the Nordic Center. For the entire lineup of holiday happenings in the Grand Lake area, visit GrandLakeChamber.com. In Southwest Colorado, enjoy Christmas in Dolores on Friday night. This adorable little river town will kick off the season with a tree lighting, Santa Claus, shopping, and a poker run. More at DoloresChamber.com. An old-fashioned Christmas in Palisade is this weekend with a parade on Saturday at 5:30. Other events at this festival include a car show, chili cook-off, book sale, and a lot more. It's going to be a weekend to remember on the Western Slope. Go to PalisadeCOC.com for details. Staying on the Western Slope, enjoy the 23rd annual Christmas Train Show in Grand Junction starting this weekend and running through January 2, 2012. The display at the Cross Orchards Historic Site depicts the Rio Grande Railroad as it traveled from Denver to Salt Lake. Visit wcmuseum.org for details and directions. Now here's a Denver event for the kid in all of us. On Saturday from 9 to 5, it's the 11th annual Candy Cane Festival at the Hammond's Candies Factory and Store. The lineup for this crazy day includes magicians, carolers, storytellers, food vendors, carnival games, face painting, trolley rides, Santa himself, and of course, lots and lots of candy. Get all the sugary details at HammondCandies.com. Another unique event, this one perhaps a little more appropriate for the adults, is the Old English Christmas Feast this weekend at the YMCA of the Rockies in Estes Park. Partake in the feast and enjoy entertainment by the Estes Park Chamber Singers, a handbell choir, and two Scottish fiddle players. Contact the YMCA of the Rockies at wmcarockies.org for ticket information. That's it for this week. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at HeidiTown and join the town's block party at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com on FB. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.